help prepare you and your child for the new school year. Hello, my name is Katie, and I am a school psychologist and member of the National Association of School Psychologists. I would like to talk today to parents about supporting their children with in-person schooling as we transition back to campuses post-pandemic. Every year, the transition from summer to the new school year is stressful to students in some ways. Yet, it is important to consider that stress gets a bad rap when it's discussed, because stress in and of itself is not all bad. Some stress is needed for growth. Just like exercise stresses your muscles in order to strengthen them, just right stress helps children and teenagers adapt, learn, and grow. Stress can be seen as a result of anything new or challenging. Learning itself is a process of constantly engaging in new and slightly more challenging lessons, and this is good stress when it is supported by caring adults at home and in school. Stress can be bad when a student has little or no control over what they can do to manage it, when it's chronic without rest and time for self-care and recovery, or when a young person doesn't have support from people around them. Good stress happens when a young person is able to confront a situation with support, resources, and the belief that they can manage or control some aspects of the challenge. When the challenges of going to school outstrip a student's support system, such as home support, school support, personal skills or abilities, or those necessary restful breaks, stress can become overwhelming and turn into bad stress. Many young people face ongoing challenges they can't quickly resolve. This is common for students who struggle in school and who don't have the right supports. The uncomfortable emotions they handle every day, such as sadness, fear, anxiety, can go on and on. This can put them at risk for bad or overwhelming stress. When young people are experiencing stress due to feelings of academic, social, or emotional challenges in school, the first set of tools that may help them are strategies to teach them how to manage or regulate their emotions. When uncomfortable emotions get strong, young people are better able to regulate them when they learn to identify their feelings, understand where they are coming from, label the feelings with words, express and feel those feelings, and choose an action to use the feeling as information and manage the feeling with emotional flexibility. Another set of tools to buffer the difficulties of going to school in person would be behaviors and techniques that support basic health and overall well-being. This toolbox contains 12 items to help your child with overall wellness. Number 1, exercise and eat nutritious foods regularly. Number 2, get enough sleep and have a good sleep routine. Number 3, avoid excess caffeine, which can increase feelings of anxiety and agitation. Number 4, avoid illegal drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. Learn relaxation exercises, such as abdominal breathing and muscle relaxation techniques. Develop assertiveness training skills. For example, state feelings in polite, firm, and not overly aggressive or passive ways. For example, I feel angry when you yell at me. Or, please stop yelling. Rehearse and practice situations which cause stress. One example is talking about ways a young person can communicate while wearing a mask. Ask your child, how could you show your friend that you are thinking of them even though you can't get close? Brainstorm hand signals or actions like an air high five. Number 8, learn practical coping skills. For example, break a large task into smaller, more attainable tasks. Number 9, decrease negative self-talk. Challenge negative thoughts with alternative, neutral, or positive thoughts. For example, my life will never get better, can be transformed into, I may feel sad and frustrated now, but my life will probably get better if I work on my goals and ask for help. Number 10, learn to feel good about doing a competent or good enough job rather than demanding perfection from yourself and others. Number 11, take a break from stressful situations. Activities like listening to music, talking to a friend, drawing, writing, or spending time with a pet can reduce stress. And number 12, build a network of friends who can help you cope in a positive way. Students have been getting used to in-person school with desks that are separated and teachers who can't high-five or hug them. Playing on the playground and lunchtime has been much more controlled. Singing, sharing art supplies, and PE supplies spread germs, so special classes have been modified. The changes are specific to each community, district, and school, and likely have been or will be adjusted based on whether the coronavirus spread is on the rise locally. Parents can address potential anxiety and ongoing stress by answering questions honestly and in a developmentally appropriate manner and listening reflectively to the child's experiences of school so far. The following toolbox contains 9 items to help your child with overall wellness. Number 1, talk with your child about how school feels with the changes, for example, desks far apart from each other, teachers maintaining physical distance, possibility of staying in the classroom for lunch, and ask them if they want your help to brainstorm or problem solve anything that feels especially difficult. Number 2, talk with your child about how school is going and about interactions with classmates and teachers. Find out how your child is feeling and communicate what they may be feeling is normal. Number 3, anticipate behavior changes in your child. Watch for changes like excessive crying or irritation, excessive worry or sadness, unhealthy eating or sleeping patterns, difficulty concentrating, all of which may be signs that your child is struggling with stress and anxiety. Number 4, try to attend school activities and meetings. Schools may offer more of these virtually. As a parent, staying informed and connected may reduce your feelings of anxiety and provide a way for you to express any concerns you may have about your child's school. Number 5, ask your school about any plans to reduce potential stigma related to having or being suspected of having COVID-19. Number 6, check if your school has any systems in place to identify and provide mental health supports to students in need of those services. If so, identify a point of contact for those services at your school. Number 7, check if your school has a plan to help students adjust to being back in school. Students might need help adjusting to how COVID-19 has disrupted their daily life and social circles. Support may include school counseling and school psychological services, including grief counseling, social-emotional learning, focused programs and curricula, and/or peer social support groups. Number 8, check if your school will provide training for students in mindfulness, incorporating social-emotional learning into classroom curriculum, either virtually or in person, or support a child's ability to cope with stress and anxiety. If not, consider asking about ways to add this to your child's learning program. Number 9, you can be a role model for your child by practicing self-care. Remember to always take breaks, get plenty of sleep, exercise, eat well, and stay socially connected. For more on helping children cope with changes resulting from COVID-19, check out the NASP website at www.nasponline.org or www.nasponline.org.